Team projects can be fraught, but are important as a learning tool. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Tim Franz, Professor of Psychology at St. John Fisher College, examines why.
The American Association of Colleges and Universities recently released the results of a survey that found the ability to work effectively in teams is the number one skill desired among college graduates. My colleague Lauren Vicker and I have developed a team program called Making Team Projects Work. In the program, we recommend how to use effective team projects in the classroom, not only as a way to engage students, but also to prepare them with the skills they need in their internships and future jobs. But we find that many faculty aren't skilled at effectively developing teamwork skills. This is because running a team project takes different skills and requires more than simply handing out an individual assignment to a self-selected group. As an example, research has shown again and again that allowing students to pick their own teams is an ineffective way to promote teamwork. Rather, using transparent criteria to deliberately form teams provides students with a better teamwork experience and allows members to work with diverse populations. As a result, it's important to help faculty members learn how to execute team projects while still giving them time to teach content. This way, our students continue learning valuable course content while simultaneously learning the important teamwork skills. Students also gain many other skills, such as leadership, conflict resolution, and how to evaluate each other. Our research and experience has shown that many faculty are interested in running team projects, but don't think they can be done easily or effectively. We have developed a systematic process that works for many of our colleagues across multiple disciplines and works whether working face-to-face or virtually.
That was Tim Franz of St. John Fisher College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.